Freedom! Freedom at last! It's here! I don't know where you are listening to this podcast, watching this YouTube video, wherever you're at in the multiverse. I want you to know that we won, right? The light workers, the star seeds, the chosen ones, people that have awakened the spirit. The Kundalini energy is rising on the planet, right? No more masks over here where I live. I don't know where you're from, but the masks have gone away, right? People talking about the vaccine agenda, all of that has gone away, right? We have won. Now, it's not time to celebrate just yet. It's just time to really rejoice yourself in the energy and look at this as more of a validation of all those experiences from 2020 and beyond, right? All of the judgment, all of the, you know, for lack of a better word, the duality, right, that we've been experiencing, the push and tug, the pressure, the sensations, the overwhelming topic, right, that is the vaccine that has got us into Pfizer and these corporate agendas, right, and the political agendas, all of this stuff, right? People can now finally see the truth of what's really going on. People can finally understand what control looks like after these last 2 years from what we've all experienced, regardless of what your belief system is, regardless of what you are on the red or the blue team, right? Regardless of which side that you're perceiving this reality from, we can all come together right now and rejoice and understand the fact that we're one. We're doing this together. We're all experiencing a matrix-free life more and more. We're all going in tune to that oneness more and more. We're all thriving and creating new Earth no matter what power system is out there, no matter what level of control is out there. We're all doing this right now. And you have always had the power. You have always had the ability to really go within, right? Because that's the true solution here. A lot of you that have woken up, you know, and seeing this true reality now, right? You have to develop that practice. You have to meditate. You have to get into yoga. You have to get into Tai Chi, something to ground your energy in this deeper part of yourself. You don't have to be out here in nature like me, building the house, doing all this stuff. You do have to consider what you want in this life. You have a responsibility now. It's not all unicorns and rainbows and hippie stuff and people passing around some peace pipe, drum circles. Those are great. Don't get me wrong. I love a good drum circle. I love a good ceremony. What I'm saying is that's not what this is about, right? Real change comes from within. And we're experiencing that right now on this material existence because change has happened from within, from so many souls. That's why the collective conscious now has accepted the fact that we don't need masks, right? Accepting the fact that we don't need to think about who's getting the vax, who's getting the jab, who's doing this, who are you voting for, what's your job title, all of those things no longer matter. What truly matters is your ability to go beyond the matrix control, to go into your heart's greatest desires, to start living your truth, to start experiencing your truth. No matter what person, what political figure, or who's trying to tell you what to do, you have access to your birthright, which is experiencing that truth, experiencing that oneness, going all in for that 5D consciousness. Let me know where you're at in the comments section. If you're listening on the podcast, jump over to my social media because I want to know where you're at. Where are you feeling all of this? Do you think it's over? Do you think that people are going to just not wear masks anymore and vaccines are the thing of the past, right? Or is this something that we just kind of have a little, let's just say, comfortability right now before things get stressful yet again? I want to know what you think about this because, again, to me, it's time to really celebrate and enjoy this, but don't get too comfortable. Let's just say that because the real power has always been within us, and I would not be surprised if we let that go again, considering what's happening on the current stage as the narrative changes and changes. Because remember, energy is never stagnant. It's not like we just hit the green light and we're all unicorns and rainbows. Everybody's awakened, third eye's open, a lightning bolt comes down, hits everybody's third eye, everybody's ascended. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to do the inner healing. You have to do the shadow work, the cleansing, right? You have to go through that darkness in order to experience the light. All right. And I know a lot of you are doing the work. Seriously, this is not comfortable work. right? This is the deep chiseling of those uncomfortable emotions going to the surface, going to the collective conscious. And what we are truly doing right now is nothing short of a miracle. We are allowing, right, humanity to rise up by resisting that control, resisting that agenda, and actually going deeper into this new earth, into this 5D reality. That's what this has always been about. As the light grows and grows, haven't you seen this darkness retaliate in all of these shapes and forms, from economic values, environmental, political views, how gas prices are through the roof? Haven't you noticed that every time there's a war that gas prices go through the roof, right? Haven't we started seeing these strings, right, that are actually making the real decisions here and the real control, right? Not just the political figures, not just the presidents or governors. No, those people are mere puppets. You know exactly what's going on and exactly how to experience the true reality as long as your mind can go beyond those limitations. So keep doing the work. Keep expanding the consciousness. Keep detoxing, right? Keep actually experiencing that oneness and share it with as many people as you possibly can. That's what this is all about. Going deeper into this 5D new earth, going deeper into this consciousness that we call the fifth dimension, and ascending to that level right here and creating heaven on earth for every man, woman, and child to experience. Every single one of us can do that. Every single one of us can unlock that gift and get beyond that control and start living our truth and start experiencing higher consciousness right here in the eternal now. So thank you all for being here. I would not be here without you. Remember, join Backstage to get access to all the content before it's released to YouTube. Hit me up on Patreon if you want to join the Inner Circle group. There's so much to take advantage of right now, so please do that. All the links are in the description of this video, or just go to theinfinitecup.com. All right, until next time, guys. Infinite love, infinite peace. I'm out.